Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 15th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two at 3:30, we're going to talk with our friend Jasmine Carbajal with 4-H-U-W Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, our great friend Jillian Alekna, a marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome, Wisconsin.
Brought to you by Nakusa Port Edward State Bank.
Jillian, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Appreciate you being here. Looking forward to diving into some great events in the Rome area and celebrating Rome like we love to do around here. I did want to mention real quick, I see that you guys got your booklets out.
We just got our new books out. There's two different cover images, one with a kid throwing a snowball, and the other one is, I believe, kids on a water tube.
Oh, cool.
Somewhere, so... feel free to come by our office. It's 1154 Apache Avenue in Nakusa, or Rome, I guess.
Yeah.
And pick them up there. Otherwise, at the Rome Farmers Market, you can pick them up there. Or if you live out of the area and you're like, hey, I really want one, there's a spot on our website where you can request a guide for free, and we'll just mail it to you.
Oh, you are so good at this. Yeah, you got to do it before I could. That's awesome. And be sure to check out the website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. You can find more information on some of the things Jillian and I have talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jillian, let's kick right off with this weekend, February 17th. Got the 15th annual Lake Camelot Fishery. This was such a big one when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Such a good event.
Yeah, and I'm happy it's still continuing. I know that... the beginning of 2024 doesn't really know what season it wants to be in. So there's not a whole lot of ice. Mm. So the ice fishing aspect has kind of changed.
Yeah.
But event is still happening. Register to fish starting at 11 a.m. The winners will be announced at 4 p.m.
Mm.
But as always, tons of raffles. There's a bags tournament, or cornhole, if you call it that. That'll be in the pavilion. Sign up is by noon, and it starts at 12:30 p.m. Made up of two-person teams, double elimination. There will be a sign-up cost of $25 per team with 75% payout.
Nice.
That other 25% goes to fish habitats, which is what...
This is all about. Yeah. And it's such a great cause. You know, as a little kid, I remember these events in part because of seeing the after effects of them with these big fishing baskets and everything that we'd be putting into the Lake Camelot and that. I never, as a city boy, never seen anything like it. It was so wild and so cool to see. And it really gave me an early impression of conservation and how much it matters and how these things happen. You know, people that don't know or a city boy like me, fish just keep producing, you know, but that's not always the, you know, the case with nature. This kind of group and the group, the work that they do over there is really important to not just Lake Camelot, but to Sherwood, to many of our lakes in our areas.
Exactly.
It's a great event. There's also going to be beer pong tourney at 5.
Yes.
A bubble challenge.
Yeah.
That's great.
So if you've ever seen those giant, they kind of almost look like hamster balls that you get inside. That's what we mean by bubble challenge.
Awesome? Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I have to do that, Jillian.
Yep.
I've always wanted to do something. That's awesome. And that's going on this weekend, everybody, from 7 to 3. Be sure to check that out, the 15th annual Lake Camelot Fishery. We're going to talk about some other events, and I want to get to those in a second, Jillian.
Yeah.
But something occurs to me here that's really important in our state right now. Everybody has seen the reports of how the lack of winter and how much that's affecting so many of our northern cities and some of the events that they usually host and the money that they make off of that from visitors and everything.
Yeah.
Our state's hurting when it comes to that. With these events Jillian and I are talking about, they're fun, they're exciting, they're wonderful to get us out of the house and everything, but let's also realize how important they are for things like the fishery and other events to not only raise attention but funds so that we can continue to have these events. I think of this in part because of the Historic Point Boss.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to talk about the Wakely's Winter Feast, and it's something that we've talked about on our morning show quite a bit when we're talking about our good stories of the day, encouraging people to attend it. For one, it's a great event. It's a one-of-a-kind event. There aren't many things like this in our area or in the world, really. But it's also, it's their main fundraiser. And we love the Historic Point Boss. We want to keep history alive. We keep it alive through events like this. So, yeah, these are fun events. They're really fun to attend and get us out of the house and everything. Let's not lose sight of how important they are to our community, to our state.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the Weekly's Winter Feast.
Yeah, so that'll be also Saturday, February 17th, running from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. They've been having this event since 1989.
Wow.
And it's just a nice fundraiser to help support their mission of preservation and education in the area, similar to what you were saying before. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, or it starts at 4 o'clock with snacks and their own homemade apple cider. Dinner is served at 5, where they'll have ham and chicken, but they also have wild game dishes like raccoon ragu, venison bratwurst, and homemade sauerkraut. Oh, and a beaver stew with homemade biscuits as well.
Trapper's pie, baked salmon. I really want to try Mike's sawdust cake. He was telling me a little bit about it and everything. Give me a little of the insight on it. That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
All food is prepared on the site from scratch by their volunteers, and a big shout out to all those volunteers that do all that great work.
Yeah. And similar to Lake Camelot's fishery, they also have raffle baskets at Wakely's Winter Feast.
Mm-hmm.
Music following the dinner. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door.
Yeah.
Because of space limitations, once the tickets are gone, they are gone.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, they're not gone yet, but, you know,
getting,
don't,
getting,
yeah,
yeah, they're getting,
we're getting close.
Yeah, get those tickets now, especially with it being this weekend. You only got a couple of days to make sure that you lock up that that seat at that great, because this is food, too, that you can't get anywhere else. Like, you're not going to be able to, well, I didn't get to the Wakely's Winter Feast, so I'll just get it at McDonald's. Like, that's not going to happen. You know, this is a one-time ability to be able to do this. And not only that, great music from Don and Ann Pollock, great music from them, and a great opportunity to, again, keep history alive and put into your community with a wonderful event while you have a good time. All of that, and you get to feel good from it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your tickets at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Daily Drug at 3215 8th Street south of Wisconsin Rapids, and, of course, Beavers at 410 Market Street in Nakusa. Love Beavers. Great, great place. haven't been to Beavers in too long. Jillian Alekna joining us, marketing events coordinator with Visit Rome. And Jill, one thing we know for certain in this area and the surrounding areas, one thing that Nakusa, Rome, Stevens Point, Rapids all have in common, we love raffles.
Mm-hmm.
We love our raffles. Then you tell me there's a meat raffle coming up? Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's going to be well attended.
Yeah, the amount of memes I've seen about just Midwest.
I'm sure.
You can't have the Midwest without a meat raffle.
So true.
But yeah, there's a meat raffle at Lake Arrowhead running from 4 to 5 p.m. It starts right at 4, so get there early to grab a drink and snag a seat.
Yeah.
They will play 2 rounds of this raffle, and there's multiple dates.
Mm-hmm.
So first one, I guess, for this broadcast is Sunday, February 18th.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have it Sunday, March 3rd, March 17th, and April 14th.
Be sure to mark those down. We'll be talking to Jillian next month again, so we'll be able to tell you about some of those dates again, but for the April one at least. But keep those in mind. And that's a great one, especially some of these meats are things that you can't just necessarily come across. And maybe I can't, you know, just talking to some of my friends that are hunters and everything, it's been a down year for some of that too.
Yeah.
So there, maybe you're getting, this is another way to get that meat if you're a hunter and you really rely on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, February 21st, and every Wednesday, got a great event going on at the Lester Library.
Yeah, Children's Story Time. That runs from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Happens weekly, so every Wednesday, and it's open to kids of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books read by library staff and community members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wonderful event that still hits the heart every time we talk about it or bring it up. Be sure to check that out and bring the kids on over for it and thank them. Thank the team over there at the Lister Library. Great workers, great people. Another event going on every Wednesday, including February 21st, of course, DJ Trivia.
Yeah, running from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., it's always free, always fun. There are gift card prizes for first through third place, though, if you're feeling competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah. And it's just a great atmosphere over there as
It really
well.
Is. Yeah. One of the things I enjoy about it, not only, again, getting us out of the house and doing those things, but the when I hear people go to those, however they do, they have a good time. Whether they do great in trivia or they don't, they enjoy themselves. They have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas does a great job with it.
Yes, so
DJ
he
Trivia.
Does.
Great work by that. That's going to be a fun one. Check that out, everybody. Whenever you're bored or you're looking for something to do on a Wednesday, there you go. Thursday, February 22nd, Winter Wine Series at Sand Valley.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so this has been kind of ongoing since the end of January. So January 25th through March 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Join us every other Thursday for a cozy culinary escape. Savor a four-course menu and select fine wines, all crafted to tantalize your senses and chase away the winter blues. Tickets are $125 per person. And the way you get those tickets is visit Sand Valley's website.
Okay. You had me at Sand Valley.
Yes.
Right away, like anything, especially this time of year being out there. It's so beautiful.
It really is.
It's a great place to be able to sit. You can't, any of these businesses, they're wonderful. The views you get and everything. But Sand Valley, a little bit just above others in some ways with the views that you get. And a great event. Like, that's a fun event to be able to not only try some different wines, get out of the house, have some fun, and know that you're putting into your community like Sand Valley does. This is a fun one too, coming up Thursday, February 22nd.
Yeah, Valentine's theme cookie class at Camelot on the Lake. That'll be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Blue House Cakery owner Kelly Lawler is the one that does these. And if you've ever wanted to decorate cookies like a pro, now it's your chance to impress all your friends and family with the most adorable set of Valentine's cookies you have ever seen. Kelly will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating while taking you through step-by-step instructions of decorating an assortment of cookies. Included with the class purchase is a complimentary drink as well.
Nice.
You don't have to bring anything.
They got
students are
for
students are provided with everything they need to decorate, as well as a box to take home your cookies. However, aprons and short sleeve shirts are recommended.
It's a good idea. Yeah. I think one of my main goals in life, like one of them, and I'm joking a little bit, but I want to learn how to bake. I want to learn how to make cookies. This is a great first step to that. This is a great, you know, it's kind of, before you go there and everything, you got to crawl before you walk. Go ahead and maybe learn how to decorate them, and then maybe making them is going to come a little bit easier. Kelly is amazing, by the way. She's awesome. Blue House Cakery is great. We appreciate them and doing things like this and having fun, not only having fun doing something like this, but the learning from somebody who's a real artist at this stuff.
Yeah.
Like truly great at it. So that's a fun thing to, what I love also about this, not only that you know, the drink is nice, the complimentary drink, the box and that you get to take these cookies home and all that is great, but this is knowledge you can use the rest of your life. Like that money that you spend on this, that's going to pay for itself. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
When we have opportunities like this where it's a class and you can not only have fun but learn something, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The next day on Friday, February 23rd.
Yeah.
Another great event.
Yeah, the full snow moon, snowshoe, and candlelight hike at Tri-North Winter Park. That is 1001 County Highway O, and that runs 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Once again, another really nice annual event. They light up the trails with little, candlelight,
I guess.
In the past, they've also had a bonfire, so I don't expect anything different unless we all of a sudden lose all of this snow and it gets really dry.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Like
with any of these kind of events outside, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the Tri-North website and things. We'll certainly keep you up to date as best we can here at WFHR on these. We pay attention to them and usually bring them up in our good stories of the day or something. So we'll be keeping an eye on it too. Go ahead.
The event is free and open to all. However, if you want to kind of make an evening out of it, a spaghetti and meatball dinner is available for $10.
It's another one of our fun events that we have every year we look forward to. I love the idea of snowshoeing. It's a lot of fun, the little bit I've done of it. Doing it at night sounds great, especially with a Wisconsin sky, clear and beautiful that sky could be at certain nights out here. That seems like a really fun time. That's going to be a good event.
Yeah.
Got a great one going on Friday, February 23rd, and every other Friday.
Yeah. So we're back at Hoozle's, this time for Bingo, DJ Bingo, running 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., free to play. There are raffles because it's Wisconsin.
Yes, yes.
And just fun with your host, Lucas.
Yeah, does a great job again. That's going to be a fun event. And also, don't forget about trivia at Lake Arrowhead from 4 to 5.
Yeah. They're bringing back this event and doubling the number of dates from last year. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and a team consists of 2 to 8 players. And you can expect about 60 questions, so 6 rounds, 10 questions each. And if you're planning ahead, we do have that Saturday, February 24th, but they're also March 9th, March 23rd, April 6th, and April 20th.
Excellent. Excellent. Be sure to check out those events, everybody. And if you'd like to find out more, we'll give you the web addresses for Lake Arrowhead and Sandhill Valley, along with Visit Rome, before we wrap up today.
Yeah.
Another winter candlelight hike going on at Sandhill Wildlife Area.
Yeah, that'll be 5:30 to 8 p.m. Similar to the Tri-Norse winter hike, but different location. A roughly 1.5-mile lighted trail will be laid out, and participants will be able to walk and explore at their own pace. Feel free to bring your own snowshoes if you have them. Snowshoes may be available upon request if you don't have your own. This is a free event, but they ask that you please pre-register just so they can get a nice number.
It gives them a better idea of how big the group is going to be going out there and everything, if they need more snowshoes or something like that. And it's always good to let people know you're coming. My mother, it's a big deal to her. You got to call before you show up. You have to call before you show up. So it's always nice to do that.
Yeah.
Thursday, February 29th, live music at the Lure Bar and Grill.
Yeah, the Lure is starting to do a lot more live music, which is always good to hear in Rome. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, literally good to hear.
That night will be All In. All In is a high energy band playing a wide variety of genres. They have a lot of fun on stage playing music and playing with the crowd. So if you're looking for that nice first taste of live music in 2024, definitely stop by the Lure.
Oh, a lot of us are too. That's going to be a good one. And Lure, another one of those places. You can have a good time there. You can guarantee. Saturday, March 2nd. We're already into March.
I know.
Oh, they're crazy. They got a great event coming up and an important one too.
Yeah, the Mound View Memorial Healthcare Foundation Dinner and Auction at Lake Arrowhead. That'll be 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. Silent auction, raffles, and cash bar start at 4:30. The program itself and the dinner, so prime rib, chicken breast, starts at 6:15. And then raffles, takeaway, and live auctions follow that meal. Tickets are $40 per person. Some of the items that will be up for auction or up for raffle. Vacation getaways, private gourmet dinners with wine pairing, tickets for sporting events, home decor, golf packages, tickets to area attractions, gift baskets, gift certificates, a gun raffle, $500 cash raffle, wine pull. It's going to take me an hour to probably list all of these.
They got a little bit of everything, man. Yeah. They got a little bit of everything. That's a great auction. That's a wide variety of stuff,
too. Yes. So for tickets or to make a donation to the event, please call 608-339-8328. And contributions are tax deductible.
Good to know.
Just FYI.
Sunday, March 3rd, got a great one. Booze, beer, and wine bingo at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Love this one.
That begins right at 4 o'clock sharp, so don't be late. The cards do go on sale at 3 p.m. And it'll be 10 rounds of bingo, $13 per packet. So each packet has those 10 cards that you would need.
We love bingo around here, so that's going to be a well-attended event, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Jillian, we're wrapping up with a great event coming up March 15th through the 17th, actually.
Mm. Yeah, the annual Brews and Brats at Sand Valley. Mm. It's actually our fourth annual one.
It's already the fourth annual. Wow.
Yeah, that's wild.
That is wild, huh?
Enjoy this winter season spectacular featuring a tap takeover representing all our participating breweries, craft beer tastings, your favorite comfort foods, music, games, raffles, fun outdoor activities. And then Saturday, so the 16th, that will feature master brewers and reps from breweries pouring their distinctive crafts and discussing what makes their breweries unique. Enjoy the excitement and raffle giveaways as we determine which brewery takes home the trophy for the best brew of the fest.
I mean, this is it's a fun event and everything, but honestly, this is a serious thing, people. We want to know who the brewer is that's going to take that trophy home. Yeah. That we don't take this lightly in Wisconsin. That's an awesome event. What a great idea. People love seeing people kind of like crowned with things, too, and the whole debate of that. So that's a great kind of thing. But it's also just a lot of good food, a lot of good atmosphere. I mean, Sand Valley. You've heard us talk about Sand Valley quite a bit. If you've been out there, you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's a fun event and not too far off, so something to look forward to for a lot of people. Want to remind everybody again about the booklets that you guys have out. Be sure to get those. Pick them up, everybody. Mm-hmm. You can pick them up at our friends Visit Rome's offices. We encourage you to do that. And Jillian, I just wanted to make sure to mention some of the websites that we've talked about today for like Lake Arrowhead, lakearrowheadgolf.com. You can find out more information there at lakearrowheadgolf.com. And for Sand Valley, it's sandhillvalley.com. Sandvalley.com. Yep, I'm sorry. I went to the wrong one.
No, it's okay.
It's sandvalley.com. Yes, there we go. Sandvalley.com. That's the website, sandvalley.com. And, of course, our friends over at Visit Rome, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Not only can you find out more information about some of the things we've talked about here, but it's also there's an online store, a blog, there's initiatives, there's so much cool stuff at this great website. You guys have a really nice website.
Thank you.
And I cannot encourage people. I don't have it on right now, but I got my pullover that you gave me. That thing is so nice, and on a day like a morning like I had today, it was perfect. And I was supporting my friends at Visit Rome.
Yeah,
it's good apparel; they're comfortable, and it's a great way to kind of show you know, people in the community where you know who you're backing and who you stand with, and supporting our friends at Visit Rome.
Yeah,
Jillian, great conversation as always. If people have follow up questions, should we just send them to the website or?
Yeah, send them to the website.
Okay.
Visitromewi.com.
Yeah.
You can call us at 715-325-3090. Or I don't know if our emails are on the website. But
I didn't see them.
Okay.
I do see that idea,
I guess. Well,
I do see info@visitromewi.com. So, there is a website.
Okay, then that works.
info@visitromewi.com. Be sure to check that out. You can check out much more of the Rome area, again, at visitromewi.com. Jillian, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell the team over there hello for us, okay?
Will do.
We'll talk to you next month, and we will talk with you more coming up. We got great more Midday Magazine coming up here at WFHR, locally grown radio.